Happy Monday, friends. Certainly hope you are well. Hope you're feeling good. One of the most incredible legends of my lifetime within the sport of professional wrestling, the amazing Sting. And I'm not talking about Sting the singer, I'm talking about Sting the professional wrestler. Steve Borden had his AEW and career farewell last night. And I hope that at some point, maybe this is wishful thinking, I don't know. I hope that at some point I can at least get highlights of the match, because I'd like to be able to see what happened. Maybe I gotta go to AEW.com, maybe I can find them on AEW.com. But this Monday morning, I basically got up and I saw some interviews. Saw Sting's farewell promo in the ring. It's going to be weird to see a sport, or a sport related to the squared circle, professional wrestling itself, without Sting. Because in the 90s, especially in the mid-90s, when I started watching it, like 94, 95, Sting was where it was at in WCW. And he's going to be in a position now where he is definitely retired from the ring, could possibly still be in the business as it relates to behind the scenes and stuff. I don't know. That's up to him. That's what he, that's a decision he's going to have to make. But Sting's in-ring career is over. I believe he's in his 60s, so it makes sense. Thank you for everything you did for the business, Sting. You sacrificed a lot, and you did a lot of it on your own terms, which is rare in some cases for the business, because the majority of your career in WWE, which he didn't, in my estimation when he was there, didn't get the best representation of what it could have been. His WWE run was okay. It wasn't the best. But you could always tell that he was sort of, I don't know if I like that. I don't know if I, he was sort of uneasy with the way he finished things there. At least that's the impression I got. But Sting, I hope to see your highlights and check out the match from last night and see what I can see. I wish I could have gotten it on pay-per-view, but regular traditional pay-per-view is quite expensive these days. It still is, to some degree. And maybe I'll catch it on the flip side, catch it another way, and see where it'll end up. I at least want to see Sting's last match, see how that went. But yeah, that's what's on my heart and mind this morning. I got a couple meetings this week, because we have a couple interviews with potential pastors. So we're going to feel those out and see where they're at after having conversation with them. Our second interview with one of the individuals we spoke with last week is going to be in motion on Thursday, I believe. So things are in motion, things are moving as far as that goes, and we've got a lot going on this week. Like Tuesday and Wednesday, we've got interviews with new people, and then next Monday, or whatever the 14th is, I think, is our next interview with the individual we spoke with last Thursday. So that's a little update as far as that goes. We're still focused, we're still hoping for the best, and we as a team are still working hard to bring the best possibility to Big Rapids that we can. That's going to serve us well and fit with us very well. And we hope to have a new pastor very soon and land the plane very soon. But we're also very dedicated to make sure that's going to happen well and happen as it should and safely and be a good fit for everybody here within the United Church of Big Rapids. So there's all of it. That's basically what's on my heart and mind this morning. I hope y'all are blessed. Hope you're feeling good. We'll talk again tomorrow. Until then, may grace and peace be with you. Happy Monday. We'll talk again soon. Love you all.
Good morning, my friends. Happy Tuesday. Welcome to Storytime with Pete. Today and tomorrow, we've got a couple interviews connected to the Pastor Search Committee as a team. They all look like promising individuals. Our interview from last Thursday went really well. We really liked him as a group, and we're hoping for a second interview with him. Actually, we've got that scheduled for the 14th. So the thing is to say, we've got options. If we like or vibe with any of the other two we're talking to this week, we've got choices, which is a beautiful thing. Options and choices are a really good thing when you're in the stage of finding a pastor as we are, because we want to make sure that we have a really good fit with our congregation, somebody who's gonna connect with us well, who's gonna be able to serve well because they like the fit that they see with us. And so it's important and crucial that we talk to as many people as we can. And we're back in a phase and in a stage where we can do that because we have choices again. So keep your fingers crossed. Those of you who are from the church who might be listening to this, we've got your best interest at heart. We've had your best interest at heart from the very beginning. We've had the interest of all of our hearts in the very beginning. And we as a committee are really trying to find a really great fit for us within the United Church of Big Rapids. And we're trying our best. So continue to be patient with us, and we're really trying to make sure that things fit well and that there's a good vibe between potential pastor and us as a congregation. Okay? So we've got a couple interviews. All three of them look promising. I'm looking forward to our second conversation with the first person we talked to on Thursday, because I think there's a really good fit there, and we're going to see what options we have in the other two and what the other options look like, and how we're vibing and how we all fit. And then we're going to discuss it as a group and see where we go next. I'm really looking forward to round number two with a particular individual, and I think he is with us, so we'll see where that goes. But we've got to get through these bonus possibilities first and see where their head's at and where their heart's at and see how they feel about Big Rapids and what the vibe is for them and our church, and see how we might be able to fit and work together. So we as a team are meeting tonight and a couple on the next night, because we've got an interview a night. So we're moving and shaking in a good way. At least that's the hope. That's the hope. Because ultimately, we want to land the plane soon, and we want to land it well with a great pick. A great pick for us. So pray for us. Continue the good vibes and the positive energy. That would be a wonderful thing. All right, everybody. Happy Tuesday. We'll talk again soon. Be safe. I love y'all. Good morning, my friends. Happy Wednesday. Welcome to Storytime with Pete. I met with my search committee last night, and we had a couple of meetings, one of which was to meet a potential pastor. That went differently than a lot of us were expecting it to go. I can't give a lot of detail other than that as it relates to it, because many of us are still processing what happened with it. And we're going to get back into meeting mode with each other tonight and meet with someone else who could potentially be a connection. Many of us are still processing what we went through last night as far as the interview process goes. We spoke with our new conference ally, our new conference partner within the United Church of Big Rapids, and that was a fantastic meeting. There was something about the meeting beforehand that was just different than we thought it would be. That's all I can share at this present time, as relates to that. But we're going back for round two this evening and talking about what our next steps are. We're meeting with a lady tonight, and we're just gonna kind of gauge where she's at and where her spirit would be as far as coming to Big Rapids and what Big Rapids might look like for her. So we're in first rounds of interviews with her, and we'll see what comes of it and how she feels about it and what she sees in it and how we vibe with one another. I'm looking forward to talking to her because I think she would be a great fit and somebody who would be interesting for the church. I do have concerns, but I can't really talk about those. So I'll just end this part of the conversation by saying I'm looking forward to having a conversation with her tonight and seeing what she thinks, what her reflections could be about coming here, and how she would feel about this sort of area. I don't know if we'll get to all that within this first interview, because our first interview is quite basic, but we might discover the rest of it if we decide to pursue a second one. We'll see. That's basically what I have going on today. Round two of interviews are coming, and what I mean by round two is the first interview for a couple other people, or another person, and then we'll decide from there whether or not we want to pursue these two for another round. Yeah, that's basically what's on my heart and mind this morning. Hope you're all well. I got to do radio again this weekend, so I'm thinking I'll get the script again. Probably, what is today? Wednesday? I'll probably get it tomorrow. Because Julie, our secretary, is probably still putting it together. Yeah, that's basically what's on my heart and mind for today. Hope you're doing well. Hope you're feeling good. We'll talk again soon, and we'll have more conversation as relates to life and relates to my journaling and relates to everything that's going on that I feel like it's relevant that we talk about. All right. Grace and peace, everybody. We'll talk again soon.
Good Thursday, everybody. Hope this podcast finds you well. I had another interview with a potential candidate last night with my search team. The interview went well. So I would say that at this present time, without giving too much away, and this is all I'm going to say about it, I'd say we have two quite strong candidates. Two possibilities. Two people who would serve us well if we decide to call them. I didn't give my mom a lot of detail because you can't. If you're on the committee, you have to hold a bit of secrecy. But I told her that I would be happy with either choice. So that's that quick update. The other thing I have going on today is I have a shipped order coming in, meaning somebody's going to deliver my groceries. So that's going to happen this afternoon. That list and everything is ready to go. So we're just waiting upon a shipped order. So that's coming in. Also, I have been doing some research. I'm going to do some further research because I think there's a possibility if I decide, and this is just something I'm thinking about, this isn't a definite thing, I think there's a possibility I may have found an arcade stick that would be compatible with the current system I have. So I could provide myself an arcade experience if I wanted to do that. I'm going to do some more research on the stick itself and see if it would be compatible with what I have going on and see what people say about it on YouTube. And it's just something I'm thinking about. It's not a definite thing. It's not a definite yes. But I think I might have found something that would be workable if I decided to go that route with an add-on for my arcade and actually provide myself the arcade experience if I decided to go that route and play arcade games in an arcade kind of way. That would be really cool if I were able to do that. But basically, that's what's on my heart and mind today. I've just got some shopping to do and some... I think my crutch tips are coming in soon. I got some new crutch tips coming in. We'll see. I know that my mom told me this morning they were coming. One of the things that she did this morning, and I got to give you an update on it, is... when she told... Like, last Sunday, actually, she told me that my... hand grips, because I have hand grips on my crutches, to make them feel a little bit more cushioned. They were looking a little raggedy, so she bought a replacement pair for the hand grips. On top of that, because she wanted to, you know, get an order at a good price, and wanted to not have to pay extra shipping, she ordered an extra pair of crutch tips. So those two things are coming in soon, or should be coming in soon. I've also got a another group of some personal hygiene stuff coming in that I've been wanting to order for quite some time. So that's coming in too. That's basically what's on my heart and mind for today. Hope you're having a great Wednesday. We'll talk again some more soon for our final segment for the week. But this will close the Thursday one. Hope you're doing well. Hope you're feeling blessed. Hope you have a great day. We'll talk again soon. Be safe, everybody. Hi, friends. Happy Friday. This is going to be a quick one, but I'm excited because I picked up on Vudu today the entire series of the 2003 version of the Ninja Turtles. Now, I have experienced in my life the original cartoon. I grew up with the original cartoon. But the reason I'm anxious to explore this, or the 2003 version, I've seen things here and there, but I've never sat down and watched a full episode, right? And back when it was on, there was still a period of time where you had to deal with commercial television, and you couldn't stream to the extent that you could, or you can now in 2003, where you can binge a whole show. I got that on Vudu today, the whole series in a bundle, plus the movie, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles Forever, that caps off the 2003 series and bridges together the 2003 series and the 87 series. I'm going to explore that and test drive it for the first time to a fuller extent. This series supposedly follows the realism of the, if you can call it realism because it's fantasy, but it follows a more realistic convergence with the comic of the 1980s or so, I've heard. I think Peter Laird is one of the executive producers on it, so it'll be interesting to explore and see how it's less cartoony and more akin to what he originally intended when he... I can't remember who the other guy was. Who's the other... I can remember Peter Laird, but I can't remember the other dude. Hold on. Alexa, who are the creators of the Ninja Turtles?
Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles was created by Kevin Eastman and Peter Laird.
I think Kevin Eastman is actually the producer on this particular show. So yeah, that's basically what I'm going to explore. I'm going to dive into the 2003 version which is something that's going to be completely new to me. And totally and utterly fresh, because you can do that now in a binging streaming world. So I'm excited about it. I'm going to check out the new, or new to me, 2003 Ninja Turtles, and see how it compares to the 1980s and 90s cartoon. All right, everybody. Be safe. Be blessed. Have a wonderful weekend. We'll talk again on Monday.